RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Tom Withers is in. Katie Pollack came in for a second. She got the whole room fired. Indiana grad. Got to hear all about Indiana.
She's going to the Rose Bowl.
I know. I'm excited for
it. Let's go. That's fun.
It's supposed to rain, though?
It's supposed to rain. They're getting another one of those, what do they call those, atmospheric river type situations.
I can't ever remember it. Every time I would ever cover Indians in Anaheim, it never rained.
No, it never does.
Never. I can't.
And the Rose Bowl is always such a beautiful setting.
Oh, what are they going to do? I mean, they play the game at that time so we can see the sunset, right? I mean, isn't that?
Are they maybe going to get like last year's sunset?
I was going to say some AI tricks could come into play here.
I don't know. Jim Delaney won't get a sunset. We may have to move the game.
Oh, man. What are we going to do? I don't understand. How's that going
to
go down?
We're going to have to move the game. It's that simple.
Will they? Tom, I'm still kind of like...
Nothing was better than when the sun set over the Walmart during COVID. That was fantastic. I was thrilled we held up on an entire day of college football for the sun to set over the Walmart.
You mean in Dallas?
Uh-huh.
It is weird. You've covered stuff down there, haven't you?
In the Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Jones World?
Yeah,
whatever,
it is.
Jerry
just,
World, yeah.
You have this like gigantic stadium, this Walmart across the street.
That was so ridiculous.
It's packed. It's always packed during a game. I mean, I can't imagine how much money they make while they're doing that.
Buckeyes have had good history down there, right? The Oregon National Championship game is there, right? Last year's win over Texas is there.
The last one I covered was the Oregon one down there. And were you down there for that?
Was not.
Man, I've never been scared to sit in a seat. The media seats were like, there was a room for the media. And then if you wanted to watch the game.
Auxiliary seating
was up in the five. Oh. It was like. Not it, like here we talk about the 500s and it's like this is like the 900s.
Oh my God.
And I'm telling you, the seats,
the angle is just
straight down.
I tell you, I have problems.
I when I was a kid, I used to get scared to go to municipal.
Yeah,
because I feared the catwalk.
Yep.
That you had to walk on to get to the upper deck seats. And I was like, when I was little, I was scared. I'm first to admit it, right? And so I didn't have that experience until the Ohio State Oregon National Championship game, and I went to go sit in those seats. I was there for probably
30 seconds,
a minute, and I was so uncomfortable, and I just grabbed the guardrail and I walked back downstairs and I watched the whole thing on TV.
I know the
went all the way to Dallas to watch it on TV, which is ridiculous.
I can't. I've gone up to the seats in Huntington Field in the upper deck, and I have a hard time there. As I got older, it's gotten harder and weirder for me, just that angle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to deal with the steps and, you know, what have you, especially on a knee replacement. But it is so high up there, and I get a little queasy. I do, too. I'm the same. I'm just like you.
You know, there were rumors floating around, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago that, you know, maybe they don't tear down the stadium and that they repurpose it for soccer. Dan, you want in on this for a second? I love this idea. I think if they took the current stadium, right, and instead of taking, what is it, they're getting $100 million from the Browns to knock it down or something like that, lop off the 500s, expand the field itself so you can play soccer in there, and then build condos and restaurants and shopping around the outside of the stadium.
Well, you can play soccer in there now. I mean, they
have. It's just too small.
It's too small. There's not enough room.
You're right.
Yeah, there's not enough room on the end lines to actually have FIFA.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Sanctioned games.
Yeah, so why not just repurpose that? I would love for that. Like, I thought that was probably one of the best ideas because in Chicago,
they lopped up. This has been floated out there, you're saying.
Yeah, it's an idea that's kind of floated out there.
I like it.
So I'd be all into that. I would be good. I would be really, really good, especially if you're not talking about playing a sport. If you're playing, although soccer plays in some bad weather sometimes too.
Yeah, they'll play in crummy weather.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought of going. I like going there for the family game in the beginning of the year. I think concerts on there are pretty good. They're not bad. And so why not, rather than destroying the entire stadium, why not repurpose it, take the top off, build condos around the outside of it? Could you imagine if you had a condo that looked inside the bowl?
Let's go.
That'd be kind of fun. I don't know. You ask me.
My best memories down there are the U2 show in 2017 and the Stones summer before last.
Oh, the Stones was fun.
Great.
Man, I had a great time at that show.
Did you?
A great time.
Did you have a good seat?
Show. Yeah, I kind of felt good when I walked in and it said the show was brought to us by ARP. And I was like, oh, this is great. This fits. This fits.
But I'm with my people.
Those guys jammed. I mean, I give them credit.
Yeah.
Best front man of rock and roll still to this day.
Still this day.
Although we will not get, you'll never see Taylor Swift in that stadium, right?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
No, that'll be the
dome. The new joint.
Yeah, that would be at the new joint.
We are getting Foo Fighters this summer, which would be worth seeing. Heck yeah, I'll go to that.
Yeah, I'm in too. I think I'm in.
I'm a big Queens of the Stone Age fan. So
same here.
They're opening up.
Wow, I love this.
Yeah.
I feel like we're on 98.5 NCX here for a second.
We can do that.
Oh, that if you get Tom and I going, God help you.
We could be a rock and jock station for a little bit, can't we? Although I don't want to play music in between. That takes all the fun out of the show, doesn't it?
You're not allowed to play music in between anymore, right?
They won't need us anymore if they start playing music.
That's a good point.
Poobah, you say, well, are you guys better than Led Zeppelin? Well, if you're not better than Led Zeppelin, people aren't listening to you.
Nobody's better than Led Zeppelin. Go ahead.
I'll never beat Jimmy Page. Sorry.
I guess I should just stop talking.
Right it's not now. Happening.
It's all good.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to bring up the other bowl games with you and just your thoughts on this whole thing.
So we got some tonight.
Yeah, so we get, what do we get? I was talking about the real bowl game.
Oh, the
real,
okay, the quarterfinals.
Yeah, so, all right, so Miami, Ohio State, you've got that, and that's 10 versus 2. And then let's just kind of roll through it. Thursday, New Year's Day, right? Oregon, Texas Tech.
Correct.
That should be a good one, man.
That's a beauty of a game. And, you know, and Browns fans obviously are keeping a watchful eye on every quarterback outside of Cleveland, and Dante Moore is one to watch. We don't know yet if he's going to come out and join the NFL draft this year or not yet. Texas Tech also has an elite linebacker. His name is slipping my brain at this moment, but they got some players as well. That's a really fun team. And oh, by the way, Texas Tech is the new NIL model because they threw a gazillion dollars at this roster and it's paying off.
So, how about Indiana though, too?
What, money?
Yeah.
They got lucky in the portal. I don't know how much. I knew they threw a little bit of Mark Cuban bag at them, right? I mean, there's some money involved there. I think it's going to be fascinating to see as we go forward here, Andy, the way the success of these teams that do spend a lot of money and the trickle down that comes from that, right? I'll take, for example, Wisconsin. It's got a storied athletic department, you know,
right?
The history of the school, whatever.
One of the best places to watch a game.
Oh, Cam Randall's
anywhere, anytime.
They need to decide, what are we? Are we an academic institution, or do we want to compete for national titles? Because if we do, we got to spend like the big boys because we're not right now.
Doesn't every school kind of have to figure that out now, too?
They do. That's where we're at. Well,
that's where I think we end up with 30 teams when it's all said and done, and everybody else goes back to the old model.
The Wisconsin problem as well is it feels like It feels like Luke Fickell is up there trying to build himself a Lamborghini and then is now taking it off-road.
Well,
it's just not what Wisconsin is. Wisconsin is five big old farm boys and a damn good running back, and let's roll.
All from Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Except now they're losing those kids to the other schools that are paying them money. So Right. You got to decide, do we want to compete to keep our own and you know, put up the fences around our own state, or let them go and then try to get a kid to come to Madison? That's tough. No disrespect.
No, none.
Fantastic school, fantastic community. Harder to get a kid from South Florida to go to Madison than it is to
play football. Yeah,
you've spent your life in Alabama. Isn't it nice in December? Here's 3 feet of snow.
It's still a blast, man. Hey, you want to talk about it? Fun. Maybe they should just change the school year. Maybe if they just didn't have school between, what, I don't know, November and come back in April or March and just go all summer long.
Yeah, but then you got a chunk of that campus that doesn't have time to go home and help with the harvest and help with the cows and all that kind of stuff to come with Wisconsin. That's not a joke. That's literally what happens.
That is a thing. Yeah, that's a thing.
That's not making fun of it.
And then, you know, your freshman 15 is from eating cheese curds for the first time.
Not to mention, where will all of New York City send their
kids? Some beer involved as well. Don't get me wrong.
I think so.
It's not just curds.
I maybe found State Street brats. I don't know. Maybe that's a problem, too. All right, let's come back. We're not only going to put a bow on the show, we're going to put a bow on the year. So we're going to talk about some of these things. Tom Withers is in, and Jeff is off.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.